To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan.
Now, they used to say that old phrase, never on a Sunday. Well, for shopping, that's certainly not true now. However, there are still pretty strict restrictions on how long big stores and supermarkets can open on the Sabbath. Well, that looks to be changing in England and Wales. Today's budget is expected to propose longer trading hours there. It's going to be up to councils and mayors in England and Wales to decide how long shops open in their areas. What about here? Is it time to open all hours? Let's speak to the councillor Jim Rogers from Belfast City Council and also the commentator Geoffrey Peel. Councillor Rogers, if we come to you first, I mean, this is long overdue, isn't it? A bit of a change to Sunday?
Good morning, Chris. Well, let me stress something at the outset. I'm not one for saying never on a Sunday. I believe people have the right to do whatever they like with their time, whether that's going to church, playing a sport, out shopping. But if you look at the numbers who are shopping in Belfast, especially on a Sunday, they have dropped alarmingly. And the hours presently are from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Now, this would not be a decision for the Lord Mayor or the Council in Belfast. It would be the Minister for the Department of Social Development.
Yeah, but on the whole idea of giving this power to councils and to mayors, which is what's happening in England and Wales, is that something that you'd like to have? Is that something you grasp? And would you make changes?
Well, it's probably something we would consider, but I don't envisage that happening in the foreseeable future. And you will be aware, Chris, we have received new powers as from the 1st of April next year. Other powers will be devolved to us just under a year's time next April. But if you look at what's happening in regards to trading, a lot of people now have switched their shopping habits. They are buying online, and that's mainly younger people, not so much in the older age group. But
you'd be surprised, Jim. I'll tell you, I know plenty of older people who are online, and
well,
they'd be online, and they'd be online on
them.
Sunday, and they'd be saying to themselves, "Listen, why can't I go to the store? Why do I have to go online in the first place? I could go down the shops and get this." And there'd be a lot of shops out there saying, "Listen, you know, there's a big opportunity for to pick up some trade here."
Well, I wonder about that because of what was said at the outset. Trading figures have definitely reduced. Longer opening hours, be that from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. or from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock, whatever it would be, if it was increased by 2 hours, you're going to have to pay staff. You're going to have heat, light, and power to consider. At Christmas time, it may be different, but certainly throughout the year, I don't think it's a good idea. And I know that England and Wales are likely to run with this, but I doubt if it'll happen in Northern Ireland.
Also on the line is the commentator, Geoffrey Peel. I mean, you listen to Jim there. He's saying he's protecting businesses. He's stopping them from expense by suggesting they could open on a Sunday.
Well, it's typical arrogance of an elected official to tell retailers how they should conduct their business. The fact is, retailers should be able to decide how they run the businesses themselves. And at the minute, you know, there's an excessive involvement in terms of elected officials in terms of telling retailers when they can and can't open. And in fact, the laws are draconian in terms of Sunday trading. It used to be that Sundays were the most miserable day of the week. In fact, Anna Soubry, the minister in GB, made this point. And they're not as bad any longer. At least we can go and shop if we want to, but within very restricted opening hours. We need more liberalisation here. We're increasingly a secular society. Often Sunday is the only day of the week that people can shop, and therefore retailers should be allowed to open when they want to open.
But at the same time, you know, is it not nice to actually have a day when people know that they're not going to have to work, or when people certainly know that they're going to be protected in terms of the amount of time that they are going to have to work? Having a day for family, whether it's religious or otherwise, that's something that's quite nice and worth protecting, surely.
But of course, people can choose not to shop or to shop. This is a choice issue. If people want to stay at home and have a slap-up Sunday lunch or go to church or whatever they want to do, that is their entitlement. But the fact is that a lot of people don't. We are increasingly living in a secular society. You know, we had a Belfast Telegraph poll during the week which said that 68% of our population supports same-sex marriage. Now, surely we could extrapolate that and say that a very large percentage of our population would choose to shop on Sundays.
Well, I'm not sure what same-sex marriage and support for has to do with shopping. To be frank,
it's indicative of an increasingly secular society, and that's a move in the right direction. You know, people are thinking sensibly about secular issues.
So what would you do? Would you just throw the doors open as long as people want to open, anytime, any place?
Absolutely.
All fine.
Well, I'm a libertarian, so I believe that retailers should be able to open whenever they want. You know, why on earth should the law intervene here? You know, there's no logical reason for it. This is a hangover from a time where the religious groups had a stranglehold on our society, and thankfully those days are diminishing. And we're behaving much more responsibly and sensibly about these matters. You know, Sunday for many people is a day when they can shop. And of course, this is an opportunity for retailers to claw back some of the ground lost to e-tailers. You know, I live in Lisburn. 50% approximately of our shop frontages are closed, and that's because retailers are not able to keep pace with what's happening in terms of e-commerce. They're not able to offer the convenience, and they're not able to offer an experience that shoppers increasingly need. You know, this is an opportunity for the big retailers to claw back some of those gains lost.
Well, interested in your views. 08459 555 678. If you are a business who would like to open on a Sunday, do you feel you're losing trade? Or also, I mean, there must be people out there as well who feel that Sunday should be kept special. You can give us a call now. I need to get you your response, Jim Rogers, there, because you were called arrogant there. The arrogance of elected officials in suggesting that they can decide when people shop, I think, was suggested there.
Can I say respectfully to Geoffrey Peel, it's a word he uses regularly on the airwaves. All of us in public life who put ourselves forward to be elected, unlike him, an ex-member of the Tory party, there's no arrogance whatsoever, certainly not on my part. I'm not going to tell people they should do this, that and the other. Let me repeat that. But I want to say this. The Shop Workers Union in Northern Ireland have already expressed their concerns. The shop workers' unions across in GB are saying the same thing. Now, we all realise that the likes of the police and fire and rescue service, the ambulance service, nurses, doctors, the taxis, public transport, all of these people have to work on a Sunday. And all I'm saying is this, if you look at the figures in regards to retailing, with the large stores opening on a Sunday, there's definitely no demand nor no need to increase the hours.
Some people will disagree with you. Anne, do you want to speak to...
They have the right to.
Well, I think they want to talk to you, Jim. Let's speak to Anne, who's in Belfast. Hi, Anne.
Yes, hello there. I'm in a disagreement with Jimmy. There's nothing to stop them opening. It doesn't mean it'll interfere with Sunday. If you're a churchgoer, you can go to your church on Sunday morning up to lunchtime, and how dare anybody tell you that it's wrong to shop on Sunday?
Anne, I'm not... Good morning. I'm not telling you it's wrong to shop on a Sunday. All I'm simply saying is...
Look
at the figures.
Hang on, both of you. Anne, you go first.
Look at the wee shops that are closed. They're not taking in enough to... Every mile you go to, it's the small businesses that are closed. They're not taking in enough money to pay their rates, their rent. So wise up.
Let Jim respond on.
And the Chancellor George Osborne is expected to announce large shops, not small shops. If you look at Belfast City Centre, at the number of small shops that are open in the summer.
Hang on, please, Anne, I promise we'll give you a response as soon as Jim finishes.
What you're saying in regards to small shops and the numbers that are closing, unfortunately, due to high rates and rents and mortgages and insurance and everything else, and it's a tragedy. And I would like to see many of them coming back again. And I will leave no stone unturned, along with many of my political colleagues, to try and bring that about. And that's why, over the last few years, the rates increase in Belfast has been zero. My party, the Ulster Unionists, would like to see a minus rates increase, because rates in Belfast and many other parts of Northern Ireland are far, far too high, and it's killing many traders.
But there are some businesses who would like to open longer. They say that potentially it could mean a real difference to their trade. What does the Ulster Unionist Party say to them?
Well, I'm not on the airwaves to speak on behalf of the Ulster Unionist Party.
You just did exactly that.
I'm giving my personal views. We want to work with retailers. But I take the time and the trouble of talking to many of these people, and they're saying to me that the hours of opening a Sunday is perfect.
I promised Anne a chance to respond. Anne, go ahead.
I disagree with you, Jimmy. There's nothing that stopped the shopkeepers from throwing their doors open and staying open to whatever time they want. Now, they don't even have to ask their own staff to work. They can give wee part-timers jobs. There's people who jump at the opportunity. And if you want to go to church, it'll not stop you going to church. And it's always been this, never on a Sunday.
Anne, it has nothing to do with never on a Sunday. This is an argument about it.
Hang on, let Anne finish. Let Anne finish.
Let me finish. In Northern Ireland, it's been these Bible thumpers that are telling you, you can't work on a Sunday. You can't. My father reared 11 of a family, and he had to work all day Sunday for to keep the bread on the table. Don't tell me it's wrong, and don't tell me it's wrong to have the shops opened. It won't stop you going to church. If you've got a faith and religion, you practice it. But God won't say anything to you for going out on a Sunday. Passes the time for people.
I'm not disputing that, but you have to consider those who are working in these large stores.
Most of your unionist parties have dictated that for years.
Absolutely not. That is totally untrue. We have most certainly never, ever said that.
Okay, Anne, I was just going to ask you, I mean, is there not part of you, Anne, that does think to yourself, it is quite nice to have a day whenever things do calm down?
There's 7 days in the week you can have.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
what about the ones that are retired and people that are not working that would love to be able to go for a wee run and can't go away on foreign holidays and things, but takes you out on a Sunday? Sunday can be a very lonely, boring day.
Yes, but Sunday can also be very special, especially for families coming together, having lunch, having dinner. Why do we need extra hours? You tell me, are you suggesting that there's hundreds more now coming into Belfast and other provincial towns on a Sunday to shop? Most certainly not the case, regretfully.
Just wait and see if you open the shops later.
Okay.
They'll not maybe get out before lunch hour, before 3 o'clock, but they'll be out. They can go. So there's nothing to stop them from going out and spending the day and going in for tea and sandwiches or something for evening time. And it would bring trade to the town. It makes sense.
I don't think we're going to settle this dispute between you two. I don't think you'll be going for tea and sandwiches anytime soon. Anne, thank you very much. Let's go to Paul, who's in Tandragee. Hiya, Paul.
Morning. I was just thinking, you know, are we really going to give our MLA the choice to talk about this? We might as well close Craigavon Hospital or the City Hospital, because that's what's going to cost us. Because you're going to get the DUP will go, no, never, not happening. And Sinn Féin will just go, they said one thing, we just know them, we'll say the opposite. And we've been here so many times, you know.
On the principle, though, of Sunday shopping, because it is out there, I mean, the Chancellor is going to make a statement today and saying that in England and Wales, different areas are going to have this choice. It's going to be up to councils. Would you like to see Sunday opening longer?
Personally, I have a small business, and all our ones come Sunday, we're glad of the day off. We don't trade on Sunday, not for religious reasons, but we give it because our staff have a day that we can actually rest and recharge the following week. I think 1 to 6, if you can't do your shopping in 6 hours, you know, most people have a lay-in on a Sunday. So I don't think you're going to have this multi-million pound boom all of a sudden because you can get up at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning and go shopping.
Well, there's a view of a trader right there. Let's speak to Colin Neal, who's from Hospitality Ulster. I mean, you just heard from somebody, and presumably there are already lots of people within your sector as well, in the pubs and the restaurants, who are having to work all day Sunday. Extending opening hours, they're for a lot of people out there, they just don't want to see it.
I think, I mean, it's not a black and white argument. I mean, it's very easy to get a chance to one side. I think we do have to respect, you know, people's religion. Just people that don't have religion but, you know, don't want to work on a Sunday because it is their family day. And also, too, I mean, it's not a open and have a windfall. I mean, there is a kind of thought that suggests if you open, you know, because it affects large shops, really, that it would damage the small independent. I think there's room for improvement. I think it has to be measured. I mean, the like of maybe an extra hour on a Sunday would help boost the tourism offer because, I mean, you have Jim on there from Belfast, obviously, and, I mean, big tourism offer there. people maybe sort of looking things to do after they've had a leisurely breakfast. But I think it has to be balanced. I think there's lots of other things we could be focusing on that would help retail and help the hospitality sector navigate, help the tourism sector. Jim mentioned that let's look at costs, taking out costs rather than adding extra. I'd opt for a measured maybe 1 hour.
And Jim, that is the crazy difference here, in that basically if you have a shop of a certain size, you can open all day on a Sunday if you want. But if you are a bigger store, if you're a supermarket, if you go beyond a certain square footage of your shop size, you can't open. I mean, that does seem a bit mad, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I think that needs to be sorted out. I've been saying that for some considerable time. And that's the argument you hear from large stores, that smaller shops can open all hours, some even at 24 hours now. There's not many who opens 24 hours, but some. That's an issue that I think the Department of Social Development and the Minister Mervyn Storey should look at.
Well, let's talk to a former Minister of the Social Development Department. That's Alex Atwood, who's on the line now. You actually did talk about changing opening hours on a Sunday. It was something you consulted about 5 years ago, but nothing happened.
And that wasn't my fault, because my successor decided not to take forward what I was very keen to do, and that was that for the bigger stores, they should be allowed to open longer on a Sunday. But it was a very moderate proposal. The moderate proposal that I would have gone with would have been allowing the bigger stores to open between noon and 6 on a Sunday, not between 1 and 6. And it was so moderate because I knew that there would be such resistance. I might, in my own mind, have gone further, but even that moderate proposal, which is far less than what's going to be announced in England today, even that wasn't supported. And I regret that. I think we need to go back to it, because part of the opening hours, longer opening hours on a Sunday, was part of a wider strategy whereby I was trying to stop out-of-town retail, stop the growth of supersized retail centres, increasing town centre-first strategies. And if you look at what is happening, even Belfast, where slowly but surely life is returning to the town and city centres because of a town centre strategy, opening hours more flexible on a Sunday is part of that wider strategy.
You could make the argument, Alex, though, that if you do have this law in place about bigger stores, it does mean that smaller stores, those smaller stores you mentioned away from the big out-of-town centres, they do have a chance to thrive and flourish on a Sunday in this environment.
That's right. I think you can have a strategy that does what is necessary for the bigger stores and protects the smaller stores. So let me give you two examples. Repeat the first one. By trying to stop out-of-town retail, by trying...
Why is that your responsibility to stop out-of-town retail development? You have no knowledge of the best way in which retail should be established in Northern Ireland. You have your own particular personal view, and you have tried to enforce that view. But why do politicians not allow the retailers, the specialists, to make their own choices and their own decisions by getting out of the issue of opening hours, by getting out of the issue of where retailers should locate? It is not your knowledge base, it is not your area of responsibility, and you should get out of it.
The logic of your argument, I have to say to you, is that because politicians aren't doctors, we shouldn't be responsible for health. Because politicians mightn't be lawyers, we shouldn't be responsible.
Doctors are responsible for health.
So there's no logic.
All you do is interfere in areas where you have no knowledge and no expertise. And that's what you did over planning in terms of the retail development of Spritfield.
Well, I'm glad you raised all those issues, but I'm just pointing out the utter inconsistency of your argument, because it leads to a situation where politicians, because they're not doctors, lawyers, or retailers...
But that's a nonsense argument.
So let me deal with the wider issue. I think when I was
argument.
Minister...
It is equally nonsensical that you should interfere in the planning applications for large retail developments out of town when they clearly have public support.
Well, let's deal with that. If you look at the record of out-of-town retail, whether it is here or in the Republic or in any part of Britain.
Let Alex Atwood answer first of all. Okay, yeah. Alex, go.
You see in multiple places the damage done to town and city centres
by unregulated, laissez-faire approach to planning. And out of town, planning in particular.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey, I promise I'll let you come back in immediately after Alex Atwood, but just let him finish the point.
And therefore the public interest and the politician's duty, because we're meant to uphold the public interest, is to have regulation that allows business to prosper, but doesn't allow supersized corporate businesses to dictate and dominate the retail sector. Because I believe that we need to have a mixed development that has big retail and small retail, that has some out-of-town and has town centre-first as a strategy. That's the responsibility of politicians. Your argument seems to me to say if the Asdas and the Sainsbury's and the Tesco's, if they have the big buying power, then they should prevail. I don't think that's a balanced retail strategy, and it certainly doesn't help the biggest, one of the biggest growth, our biggest employers in Northern Ireland are small and medium-sized enterprises, including retail enterprises.
To tell you what, the supermarkets are a big employer as well. Let's speak to Jeffrey Poole again. Jeffrey?
Yeah, well, that argument is, this is Alex's own particular worldview, anti-corporatist, anti-big business, and the next logical step of retailing. You know, the fact is we did not get the John Lewis development at Sprucefield because of intransigence and silliness on the part of our local planners and ministers. The public interest was not well served because the population of Lisburn, greater Lisburn area, wanted the Sprucefield development, wanted the John Lewis development. The fact is that town centres are no longer fit for purpose. We have had excessive focus on retailing. We do not have mixed-use development. We have had planning authorities which have overlooked the fact that there is a fundamental change happening in retailing.
I was going to say, Jeffrey, though, I mean, do you not feel any responsibility, though, for protecting town centres? Do you not think that they do give a sense of community, and actually protecting businesses and shops in the hearts of our towns, is that not something that is positive for the future?
I have been on this programme on many occasions saying that what we need in town centres is greater mixed use. We have had a focus entirely on retailing, and we have not encouraged mixed-use development in town centres. We've often got no office development, we've got no residential development, we have next to no leisure development in the city of Lisburn, so-called city of Lisburn. We have next to no restaurants or civil society or nightlife.
A bigger development at Sprucefield wouldn't help that.
A bigger development in Sprucefield would show that there is a move towards out-of-town retail development and leisure developments that are much more fit for purpose. Town centres need much greater mixed use and much greater residential development.
Just a final...
If there's a sole focus on retailing, town centres will never flourish. And Alex is part of the problem, he's not part of the solution.
Just a final word from you, Alex Atwood, because I know you have to go, but you've been accused there of being anti-corporate and everything else, except... You do seem to be saying that these proposals in England and Wales, there's something that you actually would potentially like to see here, handing the power over to councils, opening for longer hours on a Sunday. You suggested 6 hours, but you also suggested that you would want to go a lot further than that.
Yeah, I think there should be longer opening hours at the weekend for the big retailers as part of a strategy that's town centre first, that is not a rush to the out of town. Like what I find.
So how come we've got 50% of our shops in most market towns closed?
Talking over people doesn't allow the public hear the full argument.
Your policy has failed, Alex.
Hang on. He did give you a chance. He did give a good run as well, Jeffrey. So let Alex finish.
The policy of leaving everything out of town is a failed policy because it's hostile.
So we have 50% of enterprises.
Hang on, Jeffrey. Hang on. Go ahead, Alex.
If you look at what's happening in Britain, more and more people, and this includes the John Lewis's, are going to town centres because they realise that is a business model that has created great opportunities for them because out-of-town retail scale and speed of it has run its course. And my own view is, and this will be controversial, I suspect that I did John Lewis a favour. I suspect that John Lewis's preference is to have town centre first when it comes to their future business model. I'm just
at going past the site, and this is the contradiction in Geoffrey's point, I'm going past the site of a planning permission that I granted when I was minister for one of the biggest developments ever in the city centre, Royal Exchange, that would see a cluster of shops, housing and big retail located on the north side of the city, right next to the relocated University of Ulster.